ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pradhanine Ivese sa sunyavadi Satyare sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Yadvaita Garadhara Sivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In our spiritual life, there need to be two dimensions which have to be intact so that our life functions.
U našem duhovnom životu moraju postojati dvije dimenzije koje moraju ostati netaknute kako bi naš život funkcionirao.
Just like every person requires two lungs, not just one, in order to breathe very healthily, our spiritual life requires two functions, two lungs, in order to be strong.
Kao što naša pluća trebaju dva krila kako bi dobro radila, isto tako i naš duhovni život treba imati dvije, ajmo reći, funkcije koje moraju biti jake.
The first is the individual cultivation.
Prvo je individualna kultivacija.
And the second dimension is what we will do for the benefit of others.
A druga dimenzija je što ćemo činiti za dobrobit drugih.
On the Japa retreat, we talked about these two dimensions, but focused mainly on the individual cultivation.
Na Japa retreatu govorili smo o te dvije dimenzije, ali smo se prvenstveno usredotočili na individualnu komponentu.
We said it's important for a devotee to identify himself in relationship to Krishna.
Rekli smo da je važno da se bhakta poistovjeti u odnosu prema Krišni.
See, your identity is always defined according to the relationship in which you live.
Vaš identitet može se odrediti prema odnosima u kojima se nalazite i s kojima živite.
Let me give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
If a woman has a relationship to a child, her own child, then only she can call herself a mother.
Žena se može zvati majkom samo ako ima odnos sa svojim djetetom.
A woman who has not her own child, who has no relationship to this one boy or girl or two girls, and can say my child, is not really a woman. Not really a mother. She's a woman, but not a mother.
Žena koja nema takav odnos s nekim djetetom, koje sa kćerkom ili sa sinom, ne može se zvati majkom.
Or a man who has no relationship to his wife cannot be called a husband.
Ili muškarac koji nema odnos sa svojim suprugom ne može se zvati ne može se zvati mužem.
For instance, me, I'm a man, but I have no wife, so I can't call myself a husband.
Na primjer, ja sam muškarac, ali nemam ženu, pa se time i ne mogu zvati suprugom.
I can call myself a spiritual revolutionary, an author, but I can't call myself a husband because I don't have such a relationship to a woman.
Mogao bih sebe nazvati duhovnim revolucionarom ili autorom, ali ne mogu se nazvati suprugom zato što nemam takav odnos sa ženom.
Identity is always dependent on the relationship which you have.
Identitet uvijek ovisi o odnosu u kojem se nalazite.
Let us give another example. For instance, if you are a country, if you are a citizen of Croatia, you have a Croatia relationship to Croatia as a citizen, then only you can call yourself a proper Croat.
Ako imate odnos, recimo, sa Hrvatskom kao građanin, tek se tada možete uistinu nazvati Hrvatom.
Gaura Hari, for instance, my assistant, has a relationship to the Swiss part of Switzerland. He can't call himself a Croat. He is a Swiss.
Moj pomoćnik Gora Hari ne može se nazvati Hrvatom. On ima odnos sa Švicarskom i on je Švicarac.
So if you want to call yourself a spiritual person, you must have a personal relationship to Krishna.
I ako sebe želite zvati duhovnom osobom, morate imati osobni odnos sa Krišnom.
Only if you live a life of being in a relationship with Krishna, then you are truly a spiritual person, a part of Krishna.
Samo ako živite život u odnosu s Krišnom, tek ste tada uistinu duhovna osoba.
I want to encourage you today to think at least, let us say, 5 minutes a day about reality.
Želio bih vas ohrabriti da barem 5 minuta dnevno razmišljate o stvarnosti.
Think I'm a part of Krishna.
Razmišljate, ja sam dio Krishne.
I have a relationship to Krishna.
Imam odnos s Krishnom.
And that means I'm not so much a Croat or a husband or a mother, because my relationship is with Krishna. My important spiritual relationship with Krishna.
To znači da nisam suprug ili Hrvat ili majka, već da je moj glavni odnos onaj s Krishnom.
5 minutes a day. Think of being a real soul.
5 minuta dnevno razmišljajte da ste duša.
And that will mean you will act in relationship to Krishna.
I to znači da ćete djelovati u odnosu s Krishnom.
You may act 23 hours and 55 minutes a day in relationship to the body and your duties in this world.
23 sata, 55 minuta dnevno možete djelovati u odnosu na svoje tijelo i dužnosti u ovome svijetu.
That's 23 hours I have to concentrate and 55 minutes in a dream.
To su 23 sata, 55 minuta u snu.
When we say tamasimo ma jyotirgama, go from the darkness of ignorance to the light, we mean think in relationship to Krishna, not in relationship to the world.
Kada kažemo kreni iz tame neznanja prema svjetlosti, mislimo da trebamo razmišljati o samo odnosu s Krišnom, a ne o odnosu s ovim svijetom.
We waste so much time in the wrong relationship.
Toliko vremena tratimo na krive odnose.
6 hours a day, 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day you sleep. That is an activity you do in relationship to the body, but you are not the body.
6, odnosno 7, odnosno 8 sati vi provedete u snu i to su aktivnosti koje radite u odnosu na tijelo, ali vi niste to tijelo.
Then 8 hours you work for the body. No, in Croatia 6 hours.
I onda 8 sati radite za tijelo. U Hrvatskoj su to 6 sati.
So that you can park your body in a garage called your apartment.
Tako da svoje tijelo možete parkirati u garaži koja se zove vaš stan.
You have enough potatoes to eat.
Pa da imate dovoljno krumpira koje jedete.
Krumpira, yes. That is an activity performed in relationship to this body, which you are not.
To su djelatnosti koje se vrše u odnosu na naše tijelo koje nismo mi.
Then 2 hours a day worrying about your situation.
I onda 2 sata dnevno provedete brinući se o svojoj situaciji.
Then so many hours cutting the nails, combing the hair, soaping the body, what else? Going to the VC. No? How long? 1 hour, half an hour maybe. Or if you read on the toilet, 1 hour.
I potom toliko sati provedemo režući nokte, u pranju tijela, češanju kose, odlasku na WC, na što potratimo pola sata ili sat vremena ukoliko čitamo tamo.
So much time in relationship to the body.
Toliko vremena se potrati u odnosu na tijelo.
Today I want to encourage you. Be real. Be in your real identity. And that means be in your relationship with Krishna and act.
Danas vas želimo hrabriti da budete stvarni, da djelujete stvarno. A to znači da budete u svome odnosu s Krišnom i da djelujete u tome.
Start with 5 minutes a day the real life. Invest this much.
Uložite barem 5 minuta dnevno u pravi život.
What mean do I mean with this?
Što mislim pod time?
Remember, identity is described about your relationship. So these 5 minutes are spent in relationship with Krishna.
Sjetite se, 5 minuta trebamo provesti u odnosu s Krišnom.
For instance, do some service just for Krishna.
Na primjer, da učinimo neku službu samo za Krišnu.
Chant the holy name, thinking Krishna, I am your part.
Mantrajte sveto ime misleći Krišna, ja sam tvoj dio.
We have a relationship, but I have left the relationship.
Mi imamo odnos, ali ja sam napustio taj odnos.
Now I want to go on a 5 minutes walk with you. I will chant.
Sada želim otići na 5-minutnu šetnju s tobom i mantrat ću.
I want to spend time with you.
Želim provesti vrijeme s tobom.
Please accept me.
Molim te, prihvati me.
The more you spend, my dear devotees, or think just of Krishna, read about him.
Što više mislite na Krišnu ili čitate o njemu.
Go to the temple, bring him some flowers.
Otiđite u hram, donesite mu cvijeće.
The more you think in relationship to Krishna and act in relationship, the more you are awakening from the false dream of false identity.
Što više mislite na Krišnu i ulažete u taj odnos s Krišnom, to ćete se više buditi iz svog lažnog identiteta.
Yes. It's so simple.
To je tako jednostavno.
And so difficult also.
I opet tako teško.
Because we are anchored with our false identity in this world where we think we are the body and the mind and have all these material projects.
Zato što smo usidreni u ovome svijetu i mislimo da smo ovo tijelo i um, imamo toliko materijalnih projekata.
In spiritual life, you need to create news. news what happens in your relationship to Krishna.
U duhovnom životu trebate stvarati vijesti, novosti, novosti o onome što se zbiva u vašem odnosu s Krishnom.
So this is the individual cultivation in spiritual life.
I to je individualna kultivacija u duhovnom životu.
Meditation about God, service about God, to God.
Meditacija na Boga, služenje Boga.
Your private relationship.
Vaš privatan odnos.
That's one lung.
To je jedno krilo pluća.
Now the other lung is what do you do for others?
A drugo je što činite za druge?
First you need to be strong yourself and then you can do something as a compassionate act, as a selfless act for the benefit of others.
Prvo sami morate biti snažni da biste potom činili nešto samilosno i nesebično za druge.
These two lungs need to be working properly so that you are healthy.
I ta dva krila pluća moraju pravilno djelovati kako biste bili zdravi.
I want to tell you about a monk who had to learn this.
Želio bih vam reći, ispričati nešto o monahu koji je to morao naučiti.
He was living in a cave in the Himalayan mountains, engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Živio je u pećini u planinama Himalaja gdje je mantrao sveta Krišna imena.
For six years he did this, just chanting in a cave.
I činio je to 6 godina, samo je mantrao u pećini.
After 6 years he thought, I have not yet made any God realization.
Nakon 6 godina pomislio je, još nisam dostigao nikakvu spoznaju Boga.
I have seen these caves. They are caves, you know, let us say, here's the high mountain, and then here comes the valley, and here's the cave.
Vidio sam te pećine. Ajmo reći da je ovo što je Maharaj pokazao na početku planina, potom je dolina, a pećina se nalazi ovdje gdje pokazuje desnom rukom.
The way you get into your cave is your friends walk with you on top of the mountains, then they put you in a basket and put the basket down and then you have to swing a little. And sit in your cave.
Do pećine ćete doći tako da će vaši prijatelji hodati s vama do vrha planine, staviti vas u košaru, spustiti do pećine i vi se morate malo zanihati i potom ući u tu pećinu.
These yogis are so renounced, they cannot even go to McDonald's. They live in this cage and they live from the prana in the air.
Ti su jogi toliko odvojeni da ne mogu ići niti u McDonald's. Oni žive od prane, odnosno od zraka.
So after 6 years he felt dissatisfied. Our yogi friend felt dissatisfied and he thought, this yoga is no good. I start an ordinary life.
I taj naš jogi je nakon 6 godina osjećao nezadovoljstvo i pomislio kako ta joga u stvari nije baš dobra i tako je ponovno se okrenuo običnom svjetovnom životu.
So in order to get out of his cave he had to throw stones out of the cave into the valley and hope that someone would look up and he would say, hello, I need to travel, come with a basket and pull me up.
Izašao bi tako da bi bacio kamen iz pećine dolje u dolinu, nadajući se da će netko proći, vidjeti ga i da će onda on moći reći neka dođu po njega sa košarom.
So when the yogi left the cave, he came upon a mouse. The mouse was dobrodošli, daj maj. The mouse was eating on a rock which had fallen before his hole.
I kad je zašao iz pećine, vidio je miša koji je nagrizao kamen koji se nalazio ispred njegove rupe, spilje.
The yogi saw this and saw the tremendous amount of patience. I mean, the mouse would have to be active for, I don't know, two years, you know, to to open the entrance into the mouse hole.
Taj kamen bio ispred mišje rupe i jogi je u tome vidio veliko strpljenje zato što bi mišu trebalo oko 2 godine da napravi ulaz u tu rupu.
So the yogi thought in his mind, well, if the mouse is so patient, I should be a little bit more patient. And so he went back into his cave and added 6 more years of chanting to his practice. 6 long years. At the end, he still was not God realized.
I vidiši tako miša i njegovo strpljenje, jog je pomislio, pa ja bih isto trebao biti tako strpljiv. Vratio se u svoju pećinu, meditirao još 6 godina, ali i dalje nije bio zadovoljan.
He thought, oh, glupost. I leave the cave, I go back into my village, I marry just someone, the first one I meet, and start an ordinary life.
Pomislio je, ma glupost, idem ja nazad u svoje selo, oženit ću se prvom na koja, prvom koja naiđe i živjet ću običnim životom.
He walked for 3 long months and finally when the sun was setting he arrived in his home village.
I tako je hodao duga 3 mjeseca i kada je sunce zalazilo ušao je u svoje rodno selo.
Everyone was preparing to go to bed.
Svi su se spremali leći na počinak.
The yogi walked alone over the streets of his home village.
Yogi je sam hodao ulicama svoga rodnog sela.
All of a sudden a dog caught his attention who had been very severely hurt by a ox cart and who was lying on the street with a broken hip.
I odjednom je primijetio psa koji je ležao na cesti. Pregazila ga volovska zaprega i on je ležao u boli jer mu je noga bila slomljena.
There was pus in his open wound and pus in his eyes.
Bio je gnoj u njegovoj otvorenoj rani i gnoj u njegovim očima.
He was breathing heavily and obviously needed water to drink.
Teško je disao i očito mu je bila potrebna voda.
The yogi felt all of a sudden something in his heart which was not there before.
Yogi je odjednom u srcu osjetio nešto što prije nije bilo tamo.
He felt compassion. The dog needs me.
Osjetio je samilost. Ma pas me treba.
So he took his bowl, he went to the river, brought back the full bowl and gave it for the dog to drink.
Uzeo je svoju posudu, otišao do rijeke, napunio do vrha i odnio psu da popije.
The dog emptied the bowl and the yogi thought maybe he needs more and took the bowl and got some more.
Pas je ispraznio posudu, jogi je pomislio da možda želi još, otišao do rijeke, napunio je i donio mu.
On that evening he walked 3 times to the river and back to the dog.
Te večeri 3 puta hodao od rijeke nazad do psa.
And when he came back for the third time, there was no dog any longer.
A kada se 3. put vratio, psa više nije bilo.
But he saw his spiritual master who had left already the body some 10 years ago.
Ali je vidio svog duhovnog učitelja koji je već napustio tijelo prije 10 godina.
And he said, now you can go again into the mountains and chant.
I rekao mu je, sada se možeš vratiti u planine i mantrati.
Now you have learned an important lesson, not to be selfish, even for your own spiritual advancement.
Sada si naučio važnu lekciju, da ne budeš sebičan čak niti kada je u pitanju tvoj vlastiti duhovni napredak.
Now you have learned selflessness and compassion.
Sada si naučio nesebičnost i samilost.
You need both to spiritually advance.
Potrebno ti je oboje da bi duhovno napredovao.
Your individual cultivation which is good for you.
Tvoja individualna kultivacija koja je važna za tebe.
And you need to do something which is beneficial for the upliftment of others.
I trebaš učiniti nešto što je povoljno za uzdizanje i napredak drugih.
This is exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his devotees to do.
I upravo je to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu naredio svojim bhaktama da čine.
He said, chant Hare Krishna to purify your own heart.
Rekao je, mantrajte Hare Krishna kako biste pročistili vlastito srce.
Chant Hare Krishna to develop your own personal individual relationship to Krishna.
Mantrajte Hare Krishna kako biste razvili svoj osobni individualni odnos s Krishna.
And chant Hare Krishna to expand the mission of chanting for the benefit of others.
I mantrajte Hare Krishna kako biste proširili misiju mantranja za dobrobit drugih.
Two things: individual cultivation and selfless compassionate work for the upliftment of others.
Dakle, dvije stvari: kultivacija individualnog i isto tako nesebični rad za dobrobit drugih.
For individual cultivation you're usually alone.
Što se individualne kultivacije tiče, obično ste sami.
And to help others, there is a mission.
A da biste pomogli drugima, tu je misija.
A movement.
Pokret.
People coming together to effectively touch others.
Ljudi koji se okupljaju kako bi učinkovito dotakli druge.
See, you can find some Hare Krishnas who are in India chanting in a cave.
Naći ćete neke pripadnike Hare Krishna koji mantraju u pećini u Indiji.
And wondering when will I ever see Krishna.
I pitaju se kada će vidjeti Krishna.
And you find some other Hare Krishnas who are identified with the mission.
A drugi Hare Krishna se poistovjećuju s misijom.
Wondering when will I ever meet Krishna.
Pitajući se kada će susresti Krishna.
Some spiritualists lose themselves in their own identity, in their own individual effort.
Neki se spiritualisti izgube u svom vlastitom individualnom naporu.
And get stuck because they are so much concerned with themselves.
I zaglave zato što se toliko brinu o sebi.
And some spiritualists entirely identify only with the mission, with the movement, and get also lost. They lose their own self.
A neki se spiritualisti poistovjete samo s pokretom i tako s misijom i tako izgube doticaj sa sobom.
You need both.
Potrebno vam je oboje.
To do something for your individual cultivation and to do something for the upliftment of others.
Da biste učinili nešto za svoju individualnu kultivaciju i za uzdizanje drugih.
Just like you need two lungs to function.
Kao što su vam potrebna dva krila pluća da biste
not
funkcionirali,
just
ne samo jedno.
Or a better example, if a bird wants to fly, he needs really two wings, not just one.
Bolji primjer ptice koja ako želi letiti treba dva krila, ne samo jedno.
With these two wings the bird can fly very nicely.
Sa dva krila ptica može letjeti.
Feed yourself and feed others.
Hranite sebe i hranite druge.
Do something for your spiritual cultivation on one side and do something to uplift others. Then you have a wonderful spiritual life.
Učinite nešto za svoj vlastiti duhovni napredak i potom nešto za uzdizanje drugih i imat ćete krasan duhovni život.
And if you do this maturely, I have a surprise for you.
I učinite li to zrelo, imam jedno iznenađenje za vas.
You enter the universal support system.
Ući ćete u univerzalni sustav podrške.
What is that universal support system?
Što je to?
Stoj to. Very good. There is a universal support system. You must learn about this. Very important for your spiritual life.
Postoji univerzalni sustav podrške i morate čuti o tome. To je jako važno za vaš duhovni život.
The birds don't go to work. They are supported.
Ptice ne odlaze na posao. Njih se uzdržava.
The nature is supplied with the energy from the universal support system.
A priroda prima energiju iz univerzalnog sustava podrške.
Only human beings have fallen out of the universal law of dharma.
Samo su ljudska bića izašla iz univerzalnog zakona dharme.
And therefore they are not supported by dharma.
I stoga nisu podržani, dharma njih ne podržava.
They are not supported by the universal support system.
Ne podržava ih univerzalni sustav podrške.
But they have to work and it's never enough.
Moraju stoga raditi i nikada nije dovoljno.
See this finger.
Pogledajte ovaj prst.
As long as the finger does his job, it is connected with the body and is maintained by the body.
Sve dok prst radi svoj posao, njega održava tijelo i podržava ga.
It's the same with the human being.
Isto je i sa ljudskim bićem.
As long as the human being does his dharma, it means his you know, follows his universal destiny and his private destiny and does his private dharma, you know what is dharma, and follows the laws of the universe, please support it. No, he doesn't even know from where everything comes, it just comes from the universe.
Sve dok ljudsko biće vrši svoju dharmu, njega uzdržava univerzalni sustav podrške. Čak niti ne zna odakle to dolazi, ali ono je uzdržavano.
But because the human being is a little bit more advanced than the bird, he has more responsibilities than the bird.
No, budući da je ljudsko biće naprednije od ptice, ono ima i malo veće dužnosti i odgovornosti nego ptica.
The bird just sings and flies and eats.
Ptica samo pjeva, leti, jede.
He's perfectly in balance with the universal laws.
U savršenoj je ravnoteži s univerzalnim zakonima.
The human being has these two things to take care of.
Ljudsko se biće mora brinuti o dvije stvari.
Svadama, his occupational duty in relationship to the body.
Svadharmi, o svojoj propisanoj dužnosti koja se odnosi na tijelo.
And his dharma in relationship to God. It's called Sanatana Dharma.
I tu je Sanatana Dharma, dužnost u odnosu s Bogom.
You have to learn these two things.
Morate naučiti te dvije stvari.
And these two things usually refer to what you do in relationship to own spiritual cultivation in relationship with Krishna.
I te se dvije stvari odnose na vaš osobni napredak u odnosu na Krishnu.
And the things which you do in relationship to the human beings.
I stvari koje radite u odnosu na ljudska bića.
Some of us are preachers.
Neki od nas su propovjednici.
Some of us are householders and they should know what is their dharma, what they should do.
Neki od nas su obiteljski ljudi i znaju koja je njihova dharma, što oni trebaju činiti.
They have some duties, maybe some occupations.
Imaju neke dužnosti, zanimanja da bi održali obitelj.
But wherever you are, whatever you are in relationship to dharma, your occupational duty, please do these two things: individual spiritual cultivation and something for the benefit of human beings.
Ali gdje god bili u svom odnosu na dharmu, odnosno na vaše propisane dužnosti, molim vas činite te dvije stvari. Nešto u odnosu na vaš vlastiti duhovni napredak i nešto za dobrobit drugih.
So important that you pay your rent while being in this human body.
Tako je važno da platite stanarinu dok se nalazite u ovom ljudskom tijelu.
And the rent means you have to do something for the benefit of others.
A ta stanarina znači da činite nešto za dobrobit drugih.
See, I'm a monk.
Ja sam monah.
What I do for the benefit of others is preaching.
Propovjedanje je ono što ja činim za dobrobit drugih.
But others, some of you are householders.
No, neki od vas su obiteljski ljudi.
You will work a little because that's your dharma.
Vi ćete nešto raditi jer to je vaša dharma.
But then do something for the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness.
No, činite nešto i za misiju širenja svjesnosti Krishna.
Maybe invite your neighbors and give them prasadam.
Možda pozovite susjede i ponudite ih prasadamom.
That's a wonderful thing. Or go to the temple and offer maybe 4 hours of service during a week.
I posjetite hram i ponudite recimo 4 sata službe tijekom tjedna.
Look at our talented pujari, she works.
Pogledajte našu našu talentiranog pujarija, ona radi.
On Sundays she is a priest for 4 hours.
A nedjeljom je svećenik na 4 sata.
She does something in relationship to Krishna.
Ona čini nešto u odnosu na Krišnu.
See, very now she takes a stick of incense and worships Krishna.
Sada je uzela štapić incensa, mirisnog štapića i obožava Krišnu.
She is in her relationship to Krishna.
Ona je sada u svom odnosu s Krišnom.
Then she will go down from the altar.
Onda će otići s oltara.
And work in relationship to being a person who was born in this world and who has maybe, I don't know, maybe what she does. You know.
I raditi kao osoba u odnosu kao osoba koja radi ovom svijetu i što god već radi.
So I have really made 2 points so far.
Dakle, do sada sam istaknuo 2 stvari.
My first point is we all have our life in relationship to this world and mundane and relationships to this world.
Prva je da svi vodimo svoj život u ovom svijetu u odnosu s tim svijetom.
But because we are souls, we also have to do something in relationship to Krishna.
No budući da smo duše, moramo nešto činiti i u odnosu s Krišnom.
I suggest you do this daily.
Predlažem da to činite svakodnevno.
And so on. My second point is as human beings in this world, we do something for our maintenance, but we should also do something for the benefit of others.
I druga stvar koju sam rekao je da mi kao ljudska bića u ovom svijetu činimo nešto za svoje održavanje, ali trebamo činiti stvari i za dobrobit drugih.
Don't be selfish and unhappy.
Nemojte biti sebični i nesretni.
Don't be selfish even in your own spiritual life.
Nemojte biti sebični čak ni u svom duhovnom životu.
And remain unhappy like that yogi.
I nemojte biti nesretni kao onaj jogi.
Do something to benefit others.
Učinite nešto za dobrobit drugih.
And you will be very, very happy.
I bit ćete jako, jako sretni.
If you want to benefit others, it's good to think about being active with, together with others, because then you are more effective.
Ako želite razmišljati o dobrobiti drugih, dobro je biti aktivan s drugima, jer onda možete pružiti dobrobit.
I can go alone into the town of Zagreb and sing a dance on the street.
Ja mogu otići sam u Zagreb, pjevati, plesati na ulicama.
Until the police comes and says, you have sung and danced enough, now maybe you should go to the beach.
Sve dok ne dođe policija i kaže, dosta si pjevao i plesao, možda da odiš sad na plažu.
Or I can do the same activity in the movement.
Ili mogu istu djelatnost činiti u pokretu.
Then someone gets a permit from the police.
Onda netko dobije dozvolu od policije.
And then we come with 100 people on the street.
I onda dođemo sa stotinama ljudi na ulicu.
And the impact is totally different.
I utjecaj je potpuno drugačiji.
I will not be chased away from the street.
Nećemo otjerati s ulice.
And the whole town of Zagreb dances to the tune of the Hare Krishna mantra.
I čitav grad Zagreb pleše na melodije Hare Krishna mantra.
Or at least it takes notice of the chanting of the Hare Krishna.
Ili barem primjećuje pjevanje Hare Krishna mantra.
When you do something for your own cultivation, you can be alone.
Kada činite nešto za sebe, onda možete biti sami.
But when you want to do something for the benefit of others, it's much more effective if you do it together with others who have the same motive. Then you, you multiply the effect exponentially, it's called.
No, ukoliko želite činiti nešto za dobrobit drugih, onda je to puno moćnije ako činite s drugima. To se puno više povećava, jače je.
I want to invite all of you today to think, make a serious plan for the summer and also the autumn and the winter to think about your spiritual cultivation and then do something together with us as a mission, as a movement for the benefit of others.
Želio bih vas pozvati da svi učinite nešto ovo ljeto, ovu jesen pa i zimu, za vlastitu duhovnu kultivaciju i napredak i potom da učinite nešto zajedno s drugima za dobrobit ostalih.
I have given one example to join the sankirtan, the singing party in the town for the upliftment of the vibrations in the town.
Dao sam jedan primjer da se pridružite harinamu, da se pridružite baktama koji pjevaju i tako uzdižu vibracije u gradu.
Do you know that anyone who hears the singing of Hare Krishna or the singing of God's name with an open heart has now become dear to Krishna?
Znate li da svatko tko čuje pjevanje Hare Krishna otvorenog srca postaje drag Krishni?
Anyone who just hears the singing of the Hare of God's name and says dobro, it is just smiles and he is eternally listed in the list of Krishna, and one day he will advance in his spiritual life.
Svatko ko samo čuje pjevanje Božjih imena otvorenog srca i kaže mu dobro ili mahne, on je zauvijek na Krišinom popisu i jednog dana će biti uzdignut.
The reason why we have a mission, a movement in the West is solely to benefit others.
Razlog našeg misijskog djelovanja na zapadu je samo taj da uzdignemo druge.
So I really request you to be feed yourself and your spiritual activity and then do something for the benefit of others. You will make advancement like anything.
I stoga vas molim da hranite sebe, činite nešto za svoj duhovni napredak i potom činite nešto za dobrobit drugih i uistinu ćete osjetiti da duhovno napredujete.
If you just think, oh, I want to I want to somehow be purified, I want to be advanced like the yogi in the cave, you won't make so much advancement.
Ako mislite da želite biti pročišćeni, napredni kao jogi u pećini, nećete toliko duhovno napredovati.
Because you think about yourself.
Jer mislite na sebe.
But if you can think about Krishna and bringing Krishna to others, that's very good.
Ali ako možete misliti na Krišnu i na to da drugima dajete Krišnu, to je jako dobro.
This is what I wanted to say.
To sam želio reći.
I have personally made the experience, by the way. You know, since so and so many years, I'm now active in this. I'm traveling, I'm organizing festivals, I'm trying to build temples and projects, and now we have started a university in Berlin. Wonderful. It's all for the benefit of others and that's why I feel just very happy in my life.
Uspjet samo da kažem, ja imam iskustvo toga. Već toliko godina propovjedam, otvaramo hramove, čak imamo sada i sveučilište i zbog toga osjećam sreću.
I used to be very much I used to be a normal German, thinking of my education. I mean, sometimes at least.
Prije sam bio obični Nijemac koji je mislio na svoje obrazovanje, barem ponekad.
I wanted to either become a manager or a rock star.
Želio sam postati ili menadžer ili rock zvijezda.
Illusion, yes.
Iluzija.
And then I understood, well, I'm not really a German. And I'm not a body and the body, I'm a part of Krishna.
I onda sam shvatio, ja nisam Nijemac, nisam ovo tijelo, ja sam dio Krishne.
Let me orient my life in relationship to Krishna.
Usmjerit ću svoj život u odnosu s Krishnom, prema odnosu s Krishnom.
And then I thought very much about my own spiritual advancement until I just, you know, heard my spiritual master so strongly say, you must do something for the upliftment or benefit of others.
I onda sam puno ulagao svoj vlastiti duhovni napredak, sve dok nisam čuo svog duhovnog učitelja koji mi je govorio da trebam učiniti nešto za uzdizanje drugih.
Feed yourself and feed others.
Nahrani sebe i nahrani druge.
I don't know, it just moved me so much that I began to think, all right. And since that time I always do this, and I check myself. Do I do enough for myself? Is this one left lung working? And then, am I doing something for the others? Is the right lung also working?
I onda sam, to me tako dirnulo da sam rekao u redu, i onda stalno provjeravam da li radi moje desno krilo pluća, da li činim dovoljno za sebe i da li činim dovoljno za druge.
If I want to fly in my spiritual life, so is my left wing intact and is my right wing intact?
Ako želim letiti u duhovnom životu, je li moje desno krilo netaknuto u redu i je li moje lijevo krilo isto u redu?
I want to live, so do I inhale enough and do I exhale enough?
Želim živjeti, pa da li udišem dovoljno i izdišem li dovoljno?
I think the point is clear.
Mislim da vam je jasno o čemu se radi.
Do you do enough for your own spiritual life and do you do something for the benefit of others?
Činite li što za svoj dovoljno za svoj duhovni život i činite li dovoljno za dobrobit drugih?
And for those of us who are very spiritually minded, I want to remind you, increase your 5 minutes a day. Make them 10 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day. Until you only act in relationship to Krishna.
A za one koji su koji streme duhovnome, želio bih samo reći da povećate tih 5 minuta na 10 minuta, potom na 15 minuta, sve dok svo vaše vrijeme nije posvećeno odnosu s Krishnom.
The more you enter into your relationship with Krishna, the more you spiritualize your identity.
Što više ulazite u svoj odnos s Krišnom, to više produhovljujete svoj identitet.
This is what I wanted to say.
To sam htio reći.
I hope it was inspiring and practical for you.
Nadam se da vas je ovo nadahnulo i da je bilo praktično.
Please talk with the temple devotees what you can do in relationship to the mission.
Molim vas, razgovarajte s hramskim baktama, što možete učiniti u odnosu na misiju.
But also be active in your own thing, give something to others, maybe prasadam is so good, cook something and offer it to your work colleagues.
Isto tako možete raditi za dobrobit drugih, spremiti prasadam, ponuditi svojim kolegama s posla.
Let's say you work in the football team.
Recimo da ste član nogometnog kluba.
Then one player has birthday.
Jedan igrač ima rođendan.
Then you cook Krishna cookies.
I onda spremite Krishnine kolače.
And cook for the whole team.
Za čitav tim.
Everyone becomes totally addicted to the Krishna cookies.
I svi postanu potpuno ovisni o tim kolačićima.
And then when you come the next time with Krishna cookies, you don't need to introduce and explain why you bring Krishna cookies, because everyone wants them.
I kada drugi puta dođete s Krishnim kolačićima, više ne morate objašnjavati o čem se radi, zašto ste ih doveli, zato što ih svi sada žele.
Or invite a devotee to your house and invite your friends and make a spiritual evening.
Ili pozovite bakte kod sebe, pozovite i svoje prijatelje i priredite jednu duhovnu večer.
Do something in the service of others.
Učinite nešto za služenje drugih.
Which is in relationship to Krishna.
Što je u odnosu s Krishnom.
You know, And be a little courageous.
I budite malo hrabri.
Don't fear that if you do something spiritual, everyone will jump on you. They will like you.
Nemojte misliti da ako učinite nešto duhovno da će vas svi zaskočiti. Svidjet ćete im se.
Just do it intelligently.
Samo činite to na inteligentan način.
Don't dress like this and dance in your football team or in your working place.
Samo se nemojte obući ovako i počnite, nemojte početi plesati na svom radnom mjestu.
Do it decently.
Činite to na
And take part in this wonderful mission of benefiting people in a spiritual way.
I postanite dio ove prekrasne misije da činite dobrobit drugima na duhovan način.
Be a little courageous.
Budite malo hrabri.
Take a little risk.
Riskirajte malo.
Don't stay always in your comfort zone. It doesn't make you happy.
Nemojte stalno biti u svojoj zoni komfora, to vas neće usrećiti.
To stay in your comfort zone only makes you fat.
Ako ostajete u svojoj zoni komfora, od toga ćete se samo udebljati.
I'm sorry. Krishna. So and mainly unsatisfied. Yeah, mainly unsatisfied. Yeah.
Uglavnom nezadovoljni.
So now I have reached my end.
Došao sam do kraja.
I now want to see what we should do next. Should we want to really share with you our experience of the Japa retreat? We want to show you the slides. Should we first do that, Sundarananda, and then Artik, or should we do Artik first and then that? What is more intelligent? I also somehow feel it's good. Would it be okay we show the slideshow first,
yes,
then dance, and then eat and have an open end?
Yes.
I think that's the best. Because if after the Aratik we sit down, or after the Kirtan, it's not so good. We want to do Kirtan and then take prasadam, and then talk. Good. So, do we need maybe to cover the windows a little bit, Sundarananda? Gaura Hari, you have thought about this, right? Oh, yeah. Maybe that's all. Well.